Hey, everybody. It's a beautiful Monday, May the 30th. It's National Creativity Day. And it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl, sponsored by Greg with 3Gs, part of the 3G network. At the Big V, who reminds us that creatively, there is no egg in eggplant, and neither pine nor apple in pineapple. Go figure. As always, let's start with Sir and the weather.
Well, it is indeed a magnificent Monday, May 30th. Currently 23 degrees, working way up to a high of 29 degrees under sunny skies. And with the Humidex, it's going to feel just a few degrees warmer than that. And on National Creativity Day, today's random shout-out goes to pirates who express their creativity through art.
Yeah. Well, on National Creativity Day, we celebrate the imaginative spirits everywhere, encourage them to keep creating. It's a day to nurture your creativity, to be imaginative, and to support the creativity of others. You know, there are all types of creative people, artists, writers, photographers, musicians, and filmmakers. They're certainly not constrained to those areas at all. You can be an expert in any field and be creative, and your creative talents will lead to great benefits. And if you're not feeling particularly creative, here's a tip. Open up a gym membership and see how many excuses you can come up with not to go. And did you know that law students are now required to take a creative writing course? This way they can administer poetic justice.
Okay.
Indeed. It is time for Tunes with Tamik. Gosh, you got a wide open plate today. Maybe some Dream On by Aerosmith? I don't know if we've had any Steve Tyler yet.
I think I maybe have done one. I'm not sure. But today I'm taking a song from a concert that I went to on Saturday. I went to see Mavis Staples.
Yeah. How was it?
Oh my God. First of all, this lady's 82 years old. She released an album this year. And she is touring. 82. And was phenomenal. Her voice is one of those unmistakable voices. Like, you know who it is when you hear it. And, of course, she sang at the end the signature, I'll Take You There. And when I look up the song, the emphasis for the song, it's interesting because it was a Sax record vice president that wrote the song. And he said he wrote it after he was attending the funeral of his little brother. And he said he was just in the backyard. And he said these words kept running through his mind. I know a place, ain't nobody worried, ain't nobody crying, ain't no smiling faces lying to the racist, I'll take you there. And he said the words just kept coming to him. And he said he tried to write other words and it didn't work. And that song was the Staples number one hit. And so it's just interesting when we talk about creativity, how and when it hits you. Mm-hmm. You know, and so even sometimes in the difficult times, I mean, this came from a funeral, right? His little brother passed away. His brother was killed. But look what came out of that. So, you know, sometimes it's the toughest times that really allow for the most creativity. So, yeah, an incredible concert, incredible show. I'm really glad I got to see her. Like I said, 82 years old, stood most of the time, sang, moved around. I was so impressed. And just the joy that she has after how many things she has been through in her life, it just made you realize, okay, as much as things are difficult, let's push through. There's still, you know, reasons to be happy, reasons to celebrate, reasons to have joy. So that put a smile on my face for sure. So yeah, I'll Take You There. Just a classic song by the Staples Singers and led, of course, by Mavis Staples. Just incredible.
How about a few bars?
We don't have enough time, Mark. You gotta go.
How are we doing? Oh, loads of time. Only 1:24.
What is that?
So, get that onto our playlist right away. What a great start to our week. And let us slide gently into Ventures with Venturo, sponsored by Kmart. In 1997, their new CEO championed the belief that creativity is not a talent, it's a way of operating. So they professed the model, don't work, play. So nobody worked. And the franchise was shut down. So, and Jero, I hope your inspiration will not lead to mass layoffs today.
No, definitely not. But you know what I want to revisit? You remember when you were a kid and you were so creative? Right? In everything that you did, right? Like, if you didn't have toys, you would make toys. You would come up with something, right? Your parents would buy something and you would take the box and then you would create so many things out of that little box. Your imagination was wild. What happened to that creativity? Where did it go? That's the question, right? So I have two quotes to share with you this morning. The first one is from Pablo Picasso. It says, "Every child is an artist. The problem is how to remain an artist once you grow up." And it ties perfectly into this other quote. "The creative adult is the child who survived," by Ursula Le Guin, right? So for this week, try to reimagine yourself as a kid and try to get back some of those creativity. And remember that you only get more creative. Creativity never goes away the more you use it. And that's another quote from Maya Angelou. So that's it. Adventures with Venturo.
Excellent. I love creativity. Love playing pretend, which I think is a lot of what I do around here. Just play pretend and make up things all the time.
Manager. Listen, guys, I'm playing pretend. I decided to fix my backyard fence myself.
Oh, no. So
I spent the weekend digging a 3-foot hole. I made it. I dug two, so.
Excellent.
I'm sitting there.
Well done. Oh, goodness gracious. Well done, Vichero. That's, you were inspired and ready set for today, all in advance. All right, it is Monday. Time for Monday's mystery.
Well, did you know that left-handers are always told that they are more creative, but struggle and often smudge words when writing with a pencil or a fountain pen? So my question is, does that make it both a blessing and a cursive?
Dad jokes all day, dad jokes all night.
Right.
Well, that is it for us, everybody. Thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends for rejoining us this week. Have a great Monday, everyone. And hey, if you're wondering which nation is the most creative, it's easy. It's Imagination.
Wait.
We are the wise guys and girls. Be smarter and happier than you were yesterday.